It was 10 years ago Sunday that Dean announced his candidacy for president. Former campaign workers, supporters, and the candidate himself met at Oak Ledge Park in Burlington to mark that day and a campaign that many say changed the course of politics, despite Dean's eventual Democratic primary loss to John Kerry. On Sunday, Dean regaled them with campaign tales and belted out comments reminiscent of a stump speech.
It was about standing up for what we believe and not being afraid and not being cowed and not being willing to push around by the forces of the right wing who really have no core beliefs other than the fact that they think they ought to be in power. That is enough. And that's what we said. First, we said to the Democratic Party, you can vote for the Iraq war and you can vote for taxes, but we're going to hold you accountable in this campaign. And that's exactly what we did.
Listed on the magazine The Nation's 2012 annual Most Valuable Progressives Honor Roll as the most valuable state legislator, New Hampshire Democrat Marsha Moody says she was inspired by Dean's campaign to run for office.
At that time in 03, with the 04 election coming up, everybody was so despondent over the Bush administration, what they were doing, the war, the unnecessary war in Iraq. And things were happening in that administration that just got people so upset. And Dean came along and he was like a breath of fresh air. He came out against the war before we even went to war, about a month before. And everybody was afraid to speak out, but Howard got out there and he told it like it was. And everybody had such hope then, because he was such an inspiration.
Dean campaign Deputy Finance Director Larry Biddle now lives in Clearwater, Florida.
I lived and worked in Washington, D.C., so I sort of knew about the inside world of politics from that point of view. And it was so nice to have a breath of fresh air, to have somebody else that had a different perspective and the kind of party line. And Howard represented that. And so I came up here to raise money for him and do some wild and crazy things, which we actually did, that moved beyond politics, with the Obama campaign taking over a lot of our staff and a lot of our ideas and expanding it more successfully than we'd ever dreamed possible.
In the midst of the campaign, Dean signed Biddle's civil union document with his now husband, David Warner.
There's something about Howard's mix of candor and strong, you know, belief in fiscal conservatism and social liberal causes, I think, would have won over. I thought of him maybe as he could have been like a Harry Truman kind of a president, you know, down to earth, people's president, you know, no bull.
Dean is proud that his campaign sparked a groundswell of interest in politics.
We were the vehicle for a whole new generation to mobilize itself in politics. It's a little like the McCarthy campaign in 68, except I'm nothing like Gene McCarthy. But this gave voice to a whole generation of people. The interesting thing that most people miss out, though, is that this also gave voice to a bunch of people my age who'd given up in the political process for 25, 30 years since Nixon and Reagan. And that was important, too. It brought a lot of people my age back into politics who'd given up.
Dean says he knew little about the internet and social media and credits his more youthful supporters with teaching him how it could be a tool to empower voters.
I realized by the time we were about to drop out that this had become a movement, not a campaign, and that it wasn't about me. It was about this new generation that was doing extraordinary things. When you think about it, it was hardly a failed presidential campaign. I didn't win the presidency, so from that point of view, it was failed. But the fact is, a whole generation revolutionized politics, and they did it through this campaign. So this campaign turns out to have been the campaign in 2004, even though I didn't win.
Dean has said he is supporting a presidential run by Hillary Clinton in 2016, but will not close the door on any future runs for office, including another try for the presidency. An extended conversation with Howard Dean is at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.